It's become a routine comment at public meetings in Phoenix, calls for more police officers. The city has been hiring since 2015, but it still hasn't reached its goal. From KJZZ's Downtown Bureau, Christina Estes reports on the hiring challenges and the recruitment efforts.
We're going to have Denise from our human resources who's going to give you instructions.
On a recent Friday afternoon, about 250 people filled a lecture hall at Grand Canyon University to take the Phoenix Police Department's written exam.
It was kind of, nerve-wracking.
Jacqueline Ravello remembers the feeling. She took the test 2 years ago.
I had no idea what I was really getting into when I joined. I just wanted some excitement.
Before becoming a cop, Ravello served in the Marine Corps for 8 years and then spent 4 years as a stay-at-home mom.
It's kind of like being in the military again, except more fun. You get that camaraderie again, because it's a huge family for me.
At its peak in 2008, Phoenix had nearly 3,400 officers. Thanks to a hiring freeze, the number dropped to less than 2,800. Today, the department is just shy of 3,000.
So 3,125 is what we're hoping to achieve by the summer.
It's Mercedes Fortune's job to help Phoenix get there. In January, she became a recruitment sergeant. It's a new position created by Chief Jerry Williams, who moved the recruitment unit directly under her office.
If you want to make something important, you really have to put your money where your mouth is.
There was no money to hire officers for more than 6 years, and people kept leaving. They quit, got fired, and retired. Just keeping up with attrition means adding about 200 officers a year. Law enforcement agencies across the country are struggling with the same issue, finding qualified applicants willing to put their lives on the line when there are so many safer jobs out there.
My name is Mark Post. I am one of the supervisors that oversees a team of background investigators for the Phoenix Police Department.
Post's team steps in after applicants pass the written test. Last summer, the department changed the order of the hiring process. The physical aptitude test was pushed back, and the background interview and polygraph were moved up.
If you can come through and you can give us, you're a good person, you have a good background, you really have this desire, and you just have to work at your physical fitness, okay, well, that's great. Let's put you through a physical agility assessment, see what areas you need to work on.
The department says 85% of applicants pass the written exam, but only about 25% make it through the whole process. That includes the physical test, background investigation, polygraph, medical exam, and psychological test.
I can't teach you, to be honest. I can't teach you to have empathy. I can't teach you integrity. And so that's our first process, is to ensure that you're bringing those qualities in.
Remember, you're being asked, you're given the public's trust, okay? Go make sure that I am safe in the middle of the night when I'm trying to sleep or when my kids are asleep and I'm at work. You're being given immense responsibility. I think this process is definitely fair.
To attract more applicants that better reflect Phoenix's racial, ethnic, and gender makeup, Sergeant Fortune often shares her story as a bilingual Latina who served more than 2 decades in law enforcement. She's especially interested in reaching the next generation.
And I always tell younger people, you are that change. You are the person that could really have a say in what you want to see police officers become or do within your community.
Diversity goes in the other direction, too. Sergeant Post says there's no age limit for rookies.
We see people that are coming in for their second careers, people that have worked professions where they've been like, after 15 years of being in management, I realized I'm not making a difference in this world, and I need to show my kids and myself and my family and my world that I can make a difference.
They love it.
Officer Ravello says her 3 girls are proud of her, even though sometimes they'd rather she stay home in Gilbert than drive to Phoenix to work overnights. But Ravello thinks the commute will pay off.
More options as far as, promotions or, different specialty details. I just think there's so much more that you can do within Phoenix Police than, say, other departments.
Last fall, the city manager asked Chief Williams to come up with a number that would reduce response times, lower detective caseloads, and increase community engagement efforts. Williams determined an optimal staffing level would be 3,650 sworn officers. The Phoenix Law Enforcement Association, the union representing officers, wants 4,200.
You guys have 5 minutes.
The current budget covers 3,125.
Good luck, guys.
To reach it, Phoenix must keep offering written exams. 3 more are scheduled in March. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Phoenix is currently negotiating with the Police Officers Union for a new 3-year contract, and tomorrow we'll find out what the union wants.